Thomas said to the other disciples, "Unless I can put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I cannot believe he is really alive." This is the story of the disciple we know as Doubting Thomas. But what if this story isn't about doubt at all? Have you ever heard that the opposite of belief is not doubt, rather it's fear? I would argue that Thomas was actually an extremely faithful disciple. But after the experience of Jesus' crucifixion and death, he was traumatized, sad, scared, and vulnerable. And so yes, before he opened himself up to more heartache, he needed proof that what the other disciples said was true. And who among us hasn't been in that place of fear? The good news is Jesus reveals himself to us again today and invites us to replace our fear with faith. God invites us to believe in the resurrection from generation to generation. This is Reverend Erica Thompson, Senior Minister at Asylum Hill Congregational Church in Hartford.